Prologue. Colombia, South America, 1997. I stood in the middle of Mother Nature's dumping ground for her most sadistic creations and smiled. This was the place to be. Beneath the triple canopy rainforest lurked jaguars, caiman, panthers, and the fer-de-lance viper that can kill a grown man in minutes with its deadly venom. At times, the jungle floor would be carpeted by hundreds of thousands of red ants, moving like a Roman legion as they devoured anything in their path. Vampire bats lurked in the darkness after sundown. Even the caterpillars here in the jungle could poison you. I remember when I volunteered for this deployment, one of our old salts warned me, "Don't forget, never sleep on the ground because everything in the jungle wants to kill you." I could live with the snakes and the caiman and the piranhas lurking in the eddies and pools that skirted the Guaviare River. I drew the line at the microscopic fish called the kandaroo that the locals told us liked to swim into a man's urethra and jab its spiked dorsal fin into the soft tissue there. I was a dedicated patriot and SEAL, but that was a boundary I didn't want to cross. I steered clear of the river whenever I could. I wouldn't even take a leak near it, lest those little demon fish could swim upstream. The small outpost we had been assigned to was the South American jungle version of a foreign legion fortress. 40 miles from the nearest settlement, it sat astride the Guaviare River, surrounded by virgin rainforest. If the things living in the river sparked alarm, the water itself wasn't much better. It moved with sludge-like speed, an ochre-colored mess of mud and jungle debris that was a nightmare for our boats to navigate. During the days, the temperature hit almost 100 degrees before noon. The humidity made us sweat like we were running marathons, even while hunkered down in the shade with water. Not that there was any ice to cool it. After our first day in country, I gave up trying to stay clean. The minute you stepped out of the shower to dry off, you'd start sweating again. By the time you...